Welcome to the Change Your World and Mindset for 2016. I'm super excited to have you here today. This is brought to you by the Public Speakers Association, and now it is the fabulous Miss Elizabeth Bachman. Elizabeth, why don't you take it from here?
Oh, thank you so much, Tonya. And I just love that you say fabulous, because that's a big part of my brand of helping people become fabulous speakers. I'm an international opera director and presentation skills trainer, and what I'm really passionate about is helping speakers who are out there speaking to promote their businesses and they aren't getting the results they want. And what I do is help people move a room to take action, whether the way I've done with Luciano Pavarotti, Placido Domingo, and hundreds of other presenters. And I just love the title of this summit, because this is really about getting yourself set up for 2016. And what I'd like to talk about today is stepping into your power. Now, I'm a speaker trainer, so I'm a little biased, and just this is why doing this on a Public Speakers Association summit is perfect, because I think that one of the best ways of stepping into your power is to learn how to make a speech in front of a group and then get rewarded for that with applause and with money. So this is the getting the results that I was talking about, where moving a room to take action means being able to get people to sign up for your service or buy your product. Or if you're working within an organization, it's getting your team to buy into your idea. And people are always asking me, so what does directing opera have to do with presentation skills? And what it really comes down to is that, well, it seems that the skills you need to sell a song on stage are pretty much the same skills you need to sell an idea or a product or a service. The difference is just vocabulary. And so a big part of what I do is help people stand up and show the world what stars they are. My clients call me the star maker for speakers. And I've been a star maker for opera singers for over 30 years. And so doing it for speakers, adding speakers to the list, makes perfect sense. Now, the way you can do this and really step into your power, whether you're making a speech or not, has a lot to do with dealing with your inner gremlins. And on stage, we call it stage fright. So one of the things that I wanted to talk to you about are the three biggest mistakes that even smart and savvy presenters make, and what you can do about them so that you can stand in your power. Because speaking to groups to promote your business or your practice really is one of the best ways to promote your business. And so the three mistakes are, the biggest mistakes are not being relevant enough, so not matching your message to the room. And that connects to stepping into your power, because what I see all the time is that speakers, especially at the beginning of their career, they'll take any speaking engagement, whether the audience is appropriate or not. I'll tell you one time, when I was just starting out and I was desperate for any speaking engagement I could get, I did a speech to a group of professional DJs. And I'll tell you, they really didn't want to hear my tips. I gave them a lot of value. I helped them with what I wanted. But what they really wanted was for me to teach them how to tell brides not to make a playlist on iTunes, but to hire the professional DJ. And that really isn't what I teach. And so even though I worked my butt off for an hour and a half helping them as much as possible, it wasn't what they wanted. And all I really got out of that was a long drive and a bad chicken dinner at Denny's. So speaking gigs can be incredibly lucrative, and they can be a huge waste of time. The second thing I find is that people give too much how and not enough why. And what happens when you do that, it's a way of retreating into giving content. And speakers really think that if you have a lot of content, people will buy from you. But the truth is, only 7% of what people perceive about you comes from your words. And the other 93% comes from who you are in the room. And it breaks my heart as I see over and over, I see speakers come out and they give all sorts of information, but they're not grounded. They're not standing in their power. They haven't stepped into their power. And so they give out all this information and they work so hard and they don't get the results they need. And then they think, oh, I'm terrible, or they take it personally. The truth is, as a speaker, you're not selling a product or a service. What you're selling is hope. You're selling hope that you can solve the problem that your audience has, because your audience is going to be there listening to you. They've come to listen to you because they have a problem for which they hope you can be the solution. So if you think that your presentation is more about selling hope than it is about selling content, I can guarantee you will get better results. This is a big part of what I do with my clients in the Mastering a Signature Speech That Sells program, because it's all too easy to give way too much content, when really what you're doing is you are teaching them how to buy from you. And frankly, you're selling yourself, who you are in the room. And so that's a big part of what I help people with, you know, helping people be interesting on stage is what I've been doing for over 30 years. So it's one of the things that I particularly love. And the third big mistake that people make, and this ties back to what I was just saying, is either they're not interesting on stage or they're too pushy. And usually people are too pushy when they're nervous. I mean, have you ever been there where you give a speech and the people who've been all interested when you've been sharing your contact, you get to the point where you make your offer and their faces shut down, and they turn polite, that's the deadly word, and then they leave with their credit cards still in their pockets. It's a terrible situation like that. And lots of people will then push harder. I mean, because most of the time we can see the audience. It is a two-way flow between the speaker and the audience, and the speaker is giving energy to the audience, and the audience is giving energy back to the speaker when that happens. And so if the speaker is at all aware, when you start to lose the audience, you can tell. And the natural natural human reaction is to then push harder, and that just makes it worse. A big part of what I do in the Mastering a Signature Speech program is help people become grounded and present on stage. And that's one of the gifts I'd like to offer to this group, is some of the exercises about being present and how to have great charisma and stage presence. The first thing to think about is that most of the time when we're nervous on stage and when you're not grounded, and by grounded I mean connecting to the strength of the earth so that you're not alone on stage. And most of the time, if you're not fully grounded, it's the voices in your head that are telling you things. And that's where people get lost. Well, I don't know about you, but I don't have a voice in my head. I have a whole choir. And when the choir is yelling at me, it's really hard to be connected to my listener because they're being drowned out. So one of the great ways of calming the choir is to take a deep breath and ground. Send your energy down into the earth. One of the wonderful things you can do for the listeners who are listening to this, if you are in a place where you can stand up, rock up onto the balls of your feet and then come back down on your heels. And as you do that, you let out a breath. So breathe in and let out a breath. And as you land back on your heels, it's like driving a spike into the ground. And that spike is going to connect you to all the energy of the earth. And it's as if the green and brown earth energy of growing things is running up your legs. And it's as if you're driving that spike down and you can connect all the way down to the fire at the center of the earth. So you have sustaining growth energy and you have fire, energizing fire energy. And that's a great way to do this. This is a good thing to do before you walk out on stage, is remember to ground. And if you find yourself losing track or getting a little flighty and distracted while you're speaking, just pause for a moment, breathe, and you can do a little quiet rock up onto your toes and then thunk your heels down. People will never notice, and it's a way to remind yourself. So this is a mnemonic to remember how to ground. One other tip I have, and I'll be talking later, my gift for you all today is Star Maker Secrets for Speakers. And that's a whole series of tips that I've gathered in my 30-plus years of presenting myself and training presenters. It's a free email, three series of emails that have just simple, easy tips, simple, useful, easy tips that you can incorporate. One of them, one of my favorites, is to have a friend, designate a friend to remind you 5 minutes before you're supposed to speak that you need to go away and ground. I don't know about you, Tanya, but when I'm at a networking event and I'm working the room, I'm talking to everybody, or I'm thinking about what it is I'm going to say, and I sometimes forget to take the time to just go into myself and ground. So one of the most useful things you can do is designate a friend to keep track of the time for you. Because you're the speaker, you shouldn't have to worry about that. Have somebody else help you and just say, remember to take a moment, and then you can just stand in the corner, prepare yourself, and do your little grounding exercise. Another piece of the grounding exercise that I like to do, if you have time to do this, is to, once you've connected yourself to the earth, then open a hatch, an invisible hatch at the top of your head, and connect yourself to the universe. It could be God, higher power, Buddha, whatever you want to call something greater than yourself. I truly believe that as speakers, we are messengers for some sort of higher power. I mean, this is where inspiration comes from. Often when I'm working with musicians, I say it's the muse. And if you want to, our job as a speaker is to shape and hone that message into a form that your listeners can best get it. So if you're speaking to a group of accountants, you have to shape it one way. If you're or a group of scientists, you're going to shape it a different way. If you're speaking to a group of holistic practitioners, say meditation teachers or yoga teachers, you will shape it a different way. It may be the same message and the same inspiration. The art comes from this inspiration, the art of a great speech. The craft comes from shaping it. And that's one of the things that I've spent my life dedicated to, the craft of great presentation. When you can connect and remind yourself that it's not just you, that you're actually getting help from Mother Earth below you and the universe above, then you can be free to be a channel for your message. Once you've mastered the craft of honing it and practicing it so that you know what you want to say, then you can be free to truly let go and communicate. And that, if that isn't stepping into your power, I don't know what is. Another great tip that you can give, and I do this a lot with my clients in mastering a signature speech that sells, is to make it about them. We talk a lot about, making sure that you're connecting and that the connection with your audience is the best. And when you've got the choir of gremlins shouting in your head, that's tough. So one of the things, again, to remind yourself, and this is a good thing to do before you speak. You can do it even before you walk into the room, before you walk into the building, if you need to, is to remind yourself that the voices that are saying, oh, you can't do this, or you're going to forget your lines, or they're going to think you're stupid, these are the voices, they're coming from you. Wouldn't it be great if your audience were people like guests at your party? So think of them as my guests, and you say, welcome to my party. Say that in your head and imagine that the service or product or idea that you're going to offer to them is like a wonderful chocolate cake that you've baked. Imagine coming out of the kitchen with this fabulous dish that you have made, and how your guests' eyes will light up. Well, when you're speaking to promote your business, to promote your service or your product, as long as you believe in what you are promoting, and I only work with people who have a message and who really believe in what they are presenting, then you have the opportunity to truly to give them something wonderful. So you're offering them something great. So think about it as, welcome to my party. This also has an additional psychological thing. When you do that, you extend your energy to include them. You think, this is my party. Then extend your energy to include them, and they won't understand why, but they'll feel more comfortable around you. And when your listeners feel comfortable around you, they'll be more in the mood to sign up to work with you or buy your product. Or if you're presenting to your team, to buy into your idea. So welcome to my party and grounding are two of the many, many exercises I do with the speaker clients that I work with. And you can find out more of these by signing up for the Star Maker Secrets for Speakers at elizabethbachman.com. Another thing I find in terms of stepping into your power is that the more you do this, the more comfortable you feel. And there's such a satisfaction and a feeling of mastery when you really doing something, it's bringing you the results that you want, and it is useful. So making speaking a part of your marketing plan is something that I truly believe in and think is one of the best things that one can do. There's a lot more that I do. Connecting to dealing with your stage presence is just one of the 5 P's in my system, my speaker training system. There's also preparation, great presence we talked about, pre-framing your script so that you know what to say if someone has an objection and you've actually answered that objection before it comes to it. And then presence and perception. And the 5th P, of course, is practice. Because nobody plays Hamlet the first time they pick up the script. Practicing is a huge part of what we do. And there's such, once you step into your power and claim your space, claim your message, that brings so many results to you, to your business, to your psyche. And actually, one of the other things I can say about that is that it positions you as an expert. This is why we're all part of the Public Speakers Association. There are a lot of experts in this group. The more you speak and the more you speak well, you are positioned as an expert. And the more you are perceived as an expert, the more you're going to be asked to speak. So it makes sense to have a signature speech. And then having a signature speech that sells is the key. One of the things I see all the time is speakers who are out there and they're doing their signature speech and not getting the results. I talk to promoters and people who hire speakers all the time. And most promoters are inundated with requests to speak because a lot of people have figured out what an incredible tool this is. And so you hear promoters over and over again who say, yes, well, I've got lots of speakers wanting to present to my people. But speakers who can educate, inspire, and close the sale, those are few and far between. So those are the people that I really work for, is to help my clients become educators, inspiring speakers, and be able to do it in a way that offers their audience and their listener a chance to go further and go deeper and learn more. So, Tanya, I think we're coming near the end of the time. Did you have any questions? And you may be muted, actually.